again, this is Pat Allen, Director of the Oregon Health Authority. Before we take questions, I'll give you a situational overview of where we sit today, and then turn things over to Dr. Seidlinger to talk about the county watch list. So where are we today? For the first time in several weeks, I'm happy to report some good news regarding the state of COVID-19 cases in the state. Yesterday, we reported a decline in weekly cases. There were 2,241 cases for the week of Monday, July 20th through Sunday, July 26th, compared to 2,409 from the previous week, a decline of 7%. The rate of positive tests also declined from 6.6% to 5.1%. Taken together, these are hopeful signs and perhaps early indications that actions we're taking to physically distance and wear face coverings may be taking root. Earlier this week, the governor released comprehensive and transparent metrics for the limited reopening of schools across Oregon. And while we're not at a point now where schools can reopen safely for in-person education, our actions over the next several weeks will determine whether we can achieve those metrics by fall. Nationally, Oregon has a COVID-19 case rate of about 52 per 100,000, compared to a national average of 119 per 100,000. And our rate of positive tests, 5.1% in the most recent week, remains amongst the lowest in the country. While our situation is better than many states due to affirmative steps we've taken, COVID-19 is still actively spreading in our communities, and we need to continue taking the recommended steps to contain its spread. Stay physically distant, cover our faces, wash our hands frequently, and avoid large gatherings. Today, we reported 416 new confirmed and presumed cases of COVID-19, bringing our state total to 18,131. Sadly, we also reported 5 new deaths to COVID's toll in Oregon. Our sympathies go out to every family who has suffered a loss during this pandemic. Young people continue to account for the largest percentage of cases. The highest percentage is persons aged 20 to 29 at 21%. We continue to see wide community spread driven by social gatherings. Sporadic cases, those that don't have a clear link to any other infection, continue to rise, and we still do not see evidence of outbreaks tied to protests. Hospitalizations have shown signs of leveling off, and hospitals continue to have adequate capacity even as they continue to perform elective surgeries. In terms of testing, last week 42,452 people were tested in Oregon, and the rate of positive tests dropped, as I've said, to 5.1%. We are continuing to see indications of that nationwide shortages in supplies and testing kits are affecting access to testing, and some test results are taking days to process. Now let me turn things over to Dr. Seidlinger to discuss the county watch list.
Thank you, Director Allen. Today I want to provide an update on the watch list. The watch list identifies counties where cases are growing the fastest and where there's an alarming rate of community spread. But let me remind you of how we determine which counties are on the watch list. Counties are placed on the watch list when there is a sporadic case rate of greater than or equal to 50 per 100,000 in the last 2 weeks, and that the county has had more than 5 sporadic cases during that time. Sporadic cases are those cases that cannot be traced to a source, as in a workplace outbreak, a family cluster, or a group of cases connected to a birthday party, fraternity party, or other social event. When local public health officials can identify the source of an outbreak, it's easier to contain it. In contrast, sporadic cases indicate community spread. We worry about community spread because it means the virus is circulating more widely and undetected. That makes it much harder for us to suppress with our typical public health testing, investigation, isolation, and quarantine. Counties remain on the watch list for a minimum of 3 weeks and until their sporadic case rate drops below 50 per 100,000 or less than or equal to 5 cases in the previous 2 weeks. And I want to be clear, being on the watch list is not punitive, but instead it helps us to prioritize resources and assistance to the counties that are seeing the broadest spread of COVID-19 in the recent weeks. It also does not indicate that a county is being moved back a phase in reopening. So when a county is placed on the watch list, the Oregon Health Authority Public Health Division increases communication with the county to determine technical assistance and resource needs to assist in response to the spread of COVID. The technical assistance and resources we provide range from epidemiological support to case investigation or contact tracing help, training for workers, and testing resources. We've helped with data entry and provided help in communications as well. In short, we'll lend whatever support and resources we can provide to help get the outbreak under control. Today, the governor's office announced that the following counties could roll off the watch list after lowering their sporadic case rates and other metrics. Lincoln and Union counties together were particularly hard hit with significant outbreaks, but have worked very hard to get things under control. Kudos go out to the public health staff and all the people involved in the response to these outbreaks. And also, we should congratulate the citizens in these counties for their work to protect themselves, their families, friends, and neighbors. The collective work, the work that our local elected officials have done, and the seriousness with which the whole community took the outbreak was impressive. Keep up the precautions and keep up the good work. Unfortunately, the governor's office also announced that Hood River, Marion, and Multnomah County metrics are such that they'll need to be added to the watch list. As I said earlier, we have been in communication with these counties and are currently working with them to determine what support and resources they need to bring the spread of the disease under control. Finally, the counties that continue on the watch list are Baker, Jefferson, Lake, Malheur, Morrow, Umatilla, and Wasco. In some of these counties, we are starting to see progress. We'll keep updating the data and inform you when the list changes again. Lastly, I cannot emphasize enough that the County Public Health Department, or OHA, does not bear the sole responsibility for the situation in a particular county. Instead, it's the choices that individual citizens make that have the most impact on our COVID-19 transmission rates. In places where people are keeping their physical distancing, covering their faces when they're out in public, and taking other precautions, we know that the disease has a much harder time spreading from person to person. So, the choices you make can really help your community to flatten the curve. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We did it once, we can do it again, and together we can save lives across Oregon. And so, as always, take action and make sure that you stay safe, that your family stays safe, and that you protect your friends, neighbors, and colleagues. Don't gather in large groups. Keep your physical distance when you're out in public, and cover your faces.